Day 22, Prayer 31. Jehovah Eloika, Elohav, and Elohenu. These are the Lord your God, the Lord my God, and the Lord our God. Wow, what a beautiful picture of you, Father, in names. You are all-inclusive. You are for each individual. You are also personal, and you are corporate. You are for all mankind. We thank you for being accessible to all of us at all times, any time of the day, morning, or night. You are constant. We worship you, Father, as our all-accessible Abba Father, O Lord. Father, we recognize that there are those who would speak evil against you when hardship knocks at their door. Let us forever stand firm in the foundation of our faith. Let us live in the center of your will. We will come to you each day for strength and endurance. Help us, O God, to be the people you wish us to be, for we trust in you. Your word says in Psalm 16, verse 8, I have set the Lord always before me, because he is at my right hand, I shall not be moved. Praise the Lord. Today we pray for South Dakota and Tennessee. Lord, bless and protect these states and sweep over these lands with revival. We draw the bloodline around ourselves, our family, and our church family today. Hands off, Satan. You cannot have our homes, marriages, children, or grandchildren. Protect them from sickness and disease. They belong to you, Father God, and you are their salvation. We pray for discipleship to take place at Grace Family Fellowship. May we never abandon this work or diminish the call to fulfill this command of our Lord. May we always be your students, Lord, and be willing to sit at your feet. May people grow, mature, become leaders, step out of their comfort zones, and sense your calling as you call them upward in Christ Jesus. And it's by the mighty authority of your name we pray, our advocate, Jesus. Amen.